means to be human. Flesh and bone, the spirit and the soul. If I cannot earn your love by trying to measure up, why do I think I'd lose it in the lows? Somehow you see through my heart, and you welcome me with open arms, just as I
Saturday morning, everybody. How you doing? This is CA, your on-air personality, your biblical teacher, and your independent clergy. Happy Saturday. Today is a very special day. That's right, very special day. Because you know why? Because it is 3 years that I have now been on the air, so I'm giving myself a cheer, a hand clap. Morning crow this morning, gotta have that. Gonna make myself laugh. Yep, about some whistle to go into that. That's right, drum roll. Fanfare. I love you guys. Countdown for me.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Guess what? He is right next to me over here, right, sitting right directly across along with doing all that. Your friend, my friend, for a brief visit to wish us a happy 3 years on the air on iHeartRadio. That's right. The Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. My friend, your friend, Deacon Paul Proud with the Castleberry Baptist Church. Hello, Deacon.
Well, hello there, CA, and happy anniversary, a happy 3 years to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio.
Thank you so much, Deacon. Thank you very much. I tell you, I'm battling the allergies, as always. Pollen count's really bad this morning here at Faith Studio One. But you know what? I'm so excited. You know, I woke up before I got here. God has just really put his hand upon me on the drive. He said, I got you, my son. Today's a special day. today is 3 years. Hard to believe. It's just hard to believe.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I told Miss Mildred, because she went out to go do some shopping there, CA, and we were talking, and she told me, she said, honey, I cannot believe CA's been on the air for 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, I have, and God has just really blessed me, and here in a while, I'm going to be talking about my journey, how God has took me to where I am now, to where I'm going to continue to grow and continue to be.
That's right. That's right, CA, and it's very important. Very. Now, CA, we were going to make you a cake and bring you a cake down here, but you know what I'm going to do for you? Later on today, I want you to hop in the car, follow me, or you can follow me or hop in my car, and let's go to the Tyler, Texas, and let's go to the Turnip Cafe, because I can have them bring you a lovely pumpkin pie, because I know you like pumpkin spice, right?
Oh, I love pumpkin spice.
But CA, don't worry, because we'll get you taken care of, and you know what? Yours truly, Deacon Brown, is going to pick up the tab.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much, my friend. I really greatly appreciate that. You know what? I want to play another song as we continue to celebrate, and I'll be talking about my journey. So you know what? Here is a Brent Walker song, Believer. My friend, Rent Walker, Believer, on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Guys, sorry, I didn't know this was going to happen. Battling the allergies, I just cannot believe it, so bear with me. Another form of Satan trying to seek and destroy on a very happy occasion. Happy 3 years, Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, and happy 3 years of me being on the air on iHeartRadio and other networks. And so I'm going to kick it off and just talk a little bit about my journey and where God has planted me back then to where I am now. And so I hope you guys enjoy this. So here we go. Well, it starts off, I'm 55 years old. I am the oldest out of three brothers. I have a brother, Will, who's my middle brother, and my brother, Jeff, who is my little brother. We're both, all three of us are in our 50s, okay? So yes, we do live, I was born in 66. We live the 1970 lifestyle, 70s and 80s, as most of my friends and people that know me pretty much know. I live in Fort Worth, Texas, born and raised in Texas. Of course, native again in Fort Worth, Texas. So I've seen Fort Worth to where it was, at least back in the latter part of the 60s to where it is now. And we'll be talking a little bit about that in a little bit. I am the son of a U.S. Marine. My dad was a U.S. Marine. I have a son that is a U.S. Marine, actually U.S. Marine Cody, who is fixing to get out, and he's getting married in 5.5 months. So yes, indeed, yours truly is gaining a daughter-in-law. And one day I'll be a grandfather, and I'll probably have my grandson or granddaughter on the air with me and on my live cast. You surely don't want to miss that. And also, let me stop and pause for a minute. Like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, guys. Check the like button and like me. I really would appreciate that. I am a grandson of a U.S. Navy. My grandfather was in World War II. Yes, indeed. He was a gunner. And let's see here. So military background does follow. So I do have a lot of respect for our military people. Okay. Now about me. I grew up not in a bubble, but I grew up in a very Christian, good godly home. We wasn't perfect. My parents have been married for 56, working on 57 years next year. Mom knew how to keep a home. Dad knew how to keep a home. Yes, they had their ups and downs, but God always had their hand on my parents. Sure did. And our family. In fact, my parents still live in the same house that I lived in from age 6 months to where I am now. We still live in the same home, which is a little over 56 years old. What else can I tell you before I'm kind of rolling because these things are kind of going on my mind. Okay. Like I said, we grew up in church all of our life. I personally accepted Jesus Christ at age 6 years old. 6 years old. I am embarking next year on 50 years of having Christ into my heart. I grew up starting at a Baptist church. My Sunday school teacher had shared back in the day, because culture has changed, how basically things got rolling and how Jesus lives in us. So at a very young age, I had told my mom and dad, can brother so-and-so come over and tell me about Jesus? My mother got in touch with my Sunday school teacher, and back in the day, they came over in the kitchen. At age 6 years old, again, I accepted Christ into my heart. It's the greatest decision I've ever made. It really is. Then my brothers, they did the same thing, and I held off on baptism for a while because I wanted to make it a covenant with my brothers. Told my mom, she thought that was great, that we all get baptized when all three of us get saved, after we get saved. And we did. And it was at a Baptist church. It's still standing. I had an opportunity, it's probably been about, I'm going to say maybe about 7 years ago to revisit it. It's changed. The lady, I asked her, I said, can you show me the sanctuary? She said, sure. Went in there, a little disappointed, to be honest. They took the petition wall, because I remember it used to be sawdust when they were moving us in, because we got baptized in sawdust on the floor. It's kind of special. Baptism was rolled off in the same area to the right. Actually went to one of the services. Two, in fact. But it just didn't seem the same. I remember the large congregation of people. This was before COVID. She said that there wasn't as many that used to be there back in the heydays of this particular church. They didn't have the buses anymore because of insurance. Remember, if you guys have been around, those of y'all been around for a long time, how insurance on buses were outrageous, and they still are. So that's what led them to basically fizzle out the buses, that there are still some running, not as many in today's time, especially over here in Fort Worth. They seek alternate small vans and stuff now that they call buses, which is fine. And so I remember when I was there, and like I said, there wasn't no more than 20 people there. When that church blossomed at one time back in the heydays of 230, 240 people. But it was nice to go in there and sit in there, because they took that petition wall and they literally just brought it forward. I mean, it's weird. It's like the back half was like a Sunday school class. And I asked her, I remember asking her, how many do you have in your Sunday school class? She said 10. They had over 70 chairs, 10. I thought, wow, okay. But it was nice, and that's kind of a little story there on that particular church. It's still standing. Another thing that happened is my dad at that particular church back in the heydays was a bus captain for about 6 years. For 6 years, we dedicated our lives on Saturdays, me and my brothers, to go with dad, go with my mom. And back then, they didn't have a dog tag, which they call dog tags, which shows that you're not soliciting, which I can understand completely. And we went door knocking. We went door to door to door to door to door in our areas. Dad had certain areas, zone areas that we went to. And a lot of my friends and a lot of people that I know, they went to church with us. They went to Sunday school. They went to the church service. At one point over the years, my father ended up with two buses and about seven cars. We had that many people. They did cute little outings of going to the Griff hamburger stand. Dad would pick up hamburgers back then for 25 cents. It was Junior Burger Day for that particular church. We would have a big old situation in children's church back in the heydays where they had like popsicles and it was like frozen ice. And I mean, just memories, sweet memories. So that's kind of the way it kind of went. And then things started, that church had a split. And sadly, with today's going on, the weakness of the flesh with the pastor or a minister at the time having an affair, sadly, on his wife, which created the church to split. I haven't been just through one church split. I've been through a lot of them. And I'll tell you, they ain't fun when Satan moves in and splits a church, guys. So I've been to Baptist churches. I've been to Nazarene churches. And God has planted us. Oh, well, over the years, we found a particular church when Dad was searching. It was a Nazarene church back in the heydays. I nicknamed it North Naz. I was there for a very long time. Fact, pastor friend that's gone home to be with the Lord, we're still friends. Well, my parents and other family members, we know her real well. Sweet Billy, I call her Sweet Billy, it's probably a nickname on the air. She is the most kindest lady. She is the most original cookie lady, I should say. They just don't make pastor wives like that anymore. Sorry, I had to admit it on the air. We're not perfect. But this lady has a heart. She's a longtime family friend of ours. And, you know, there isn't a day that she didn't call. She still to this day calls and talks to my mom. And they talk about things and life in general and kids, grandkids, you name it. And I think that's wonderful. One day I told Mom, I said, I can only imagine Brother Cliff looking down from heaven and just happy to see some of the old North Naz people still talking and fellowshipping. Because that's the kind of church it was. Fellowshipping. We would have all kinds of things. They were eating deer meat. They'd have Friday night game night. They'd have volleyball and stuff like that. I mean, it's just awesome. Good times. Good memories. Good old North Naz, I should say. Just very, very nice church. Loving people. A lot of them have gone home to be with the Lord since then. But I remember during that time that God had spoke to my heart at a very younger, after I got out of high school age. Because I went to TCJC for a tad bit. A couple of courses on that. And God had spoke to my heart, and I was a mechanic. I actually was working on vehicles at a particular place called, and I'll tell you, Don Davis Oldsmobile. Because I took automobile mechanics in high school. And I thought, you know what, I guess that's probably what I'm going to wind up doing. But it wasn't. I did it for 3 years. During that duration, I went to Bible college, or seminary school back then they called it. Then it changed over to Bible college. And I got my ordained license, ordained minister, and, you know, been doing work for the Lord since then. Gets even better than that. I worked other jobs and stuff like that. And I remember God was laying heavy on my heart. He said, I want you to do nursing home ministry. You know, I didn't think anything about it. So I went on a night, and I went to one nursing home ministry. And it was across the street from the one I didn't know that I was going to really do full-time and dedicate 7 years of my life. Seven Thursdays, friends. That's right, seven of them. Seven Thursdays. No money whatsoever. Asking for no money. Volunteer. Strictly volunteer. We did blanket drives, Bible drives. I would go visit them. One day, they came to me, one older lady came to me, and she was in her room, and Mr. Hall, can you come into the room? I said, sure. She goes, now you're not going to take my money, are you? I said, no, ma'am, I'm not. I've got a job, and I wouldn't take your money if I didn't have a job. Very honest person. We had church services, I never will forget, 7 years at 1 o'clock. I was Johnny on the spot, 1 o'clock. 12:30, I was there, I arrived, getting things set up. Sadly, these nurses, or LVNs, I guess you'd call them, would never help me when I was knocking on the door to get them to come out. Pulled them out of the room, most of them in wheelchairs, rolled them to the area where they played music. And we fellowshipped for the 7 years. There was a lady that was always so excited. She said, Brother Hall's coming, Brother Hall's coming. Let me get my guitar. Can I play? Sure. That woman could play. She was 85 years old. I know she's gone home to be with the Lord since then. Most of them probably have, if not all. And she played the guitar. And she sung. For 85 years old, you could just get overwhelmed and feel the Holy Spirit moving at that particular nursing home and retirement center. I would come back the next week, and I didn't know that activity director never told me that so-and-so was in the hospital and had died, passed away, because I'd want to go to the funeral and respect him because I loved him. They just needed to be loved on. They were lonely. There were stories that I remember hearing about how no family would ever visit them. Sad, isn't it? Let me tell you something and pause here for a second. If your mom and dad are alive and living, can you stop what you're doing and spend time with them? Same with your kids. Life is short, guys. Sure is. So, through the years, I remember also leading a 106-year-old lady of the Lord. She was wanting, she could hear me. She couldn't see me that well, but she could hear me. From time to time, I'll snap a picture and send it. I know she's up in heaven, no doubt. She loved Jesus. She wasn't afraid to profess her faith after she accepted Christ. She asked me if I would lead her to the Lord. I did. I wasn't about numbers. I wasn't about attention. I was sharing Jesus, sharing my love for Christ. So during the duration of the 7 years, as it got close to closing of doing the work for the Lord for that particular place, which I didn't want to end, it was so fun. You know, they have hairdressers in there. I'd go in there and see the hairdress lady and say hi to her. She always wanted me to swing around and say hi to her and the maintenance people that were there at the time. I remember near the final weeks of being there. And I walked in because we were going to do in the cafeteria. Was that over? I mean, I had that many people in our church service on Thursdays that, I mean, it was nearly everybody, with the exception of maybe 5%, that just didn't want to flat out go or couldn't because they were ill. They gave me, friends, a standing ovation, the ones that could stand. I had tears rolling down my eyes. Incredible. And all I could think of is, Lord, what did I do to deserve this? And I remember being overwhelmed by the Holy Spirit and God telling me, my son, good job, good and faithful servant. After that was over with, about a week after that, a lady named Julie, who was the activity director at the time, said, Mr. Hall, can you come by and see me? I said, sure. Without notice, she told me that there were three churches in the area that were very jealous of what I was doing, claiming them and their members that I was taking their memberships away from their church. How stupid is that? Sorry to say that on the air. I did not. I was loving Jesus, my love for Jesus. Being a beacon lighthouse like I've talked about and I'm very strong about. Being a beacon lighthouse. When these pastors at these three particular churches, which was, I can tell you, not the names. One was Catholic, one was Methodist, and one was a Christian church. Wouldn't even make an effort to even see these people. If pastors can, I know COVID times have changed. If pastors can make time doing other things, can they not make time to go to a retirement center or nursing home? If they can't make time, now I know COVID times have hit and times have changed, but if it was non-COVID, you know, what's the problem? The problem is they don't step up to the plate. Some of them, all across America, you know. And again, this is before COVID. Well before COVID. So I got it. She said, I'm going to release your church services. I said, I understand, Julie. She said, thank you for doing this for 7 years. I said, no problem. Held my head up high, threw my shoulders back, friends. Next thing I did, got in my car, shut the door, frustrated. Not angry at God. And I remember telling God, I just can't believe this. I just can't believe it. 7 years of my life, not asking for any money, but my love for Jesus to touch lives, to touch somebody's out there, which I know I did. So I went back home and chilled for about 3 weeks on the ordeal and trying to figure out what to do, and went to go visit some other retirement center and nursing homes in Fort Worth. And they had rules and regulations, which I understand. Excuse me. So the next thing I did was I just said, God, I guess that just ain't what you want me to do. So I was driving in from the company that I work for. It was at night. And about a week or two before then, I listened to a radio station that had a thing called Coffee with Creamer. I thought, oh, that's cool. This guy's really good. And I enjoyed it, and I found out that he was not going to do it any longer after X amount of years of doing it. And I remember when I was in my car 2 days after that, I got overwhelmed by God. The Spirit of the Lord was speaking to me. And he said, "CA, turn that radio down." And I did. I said, "Father God, I love you." He said, "My son, there's still work to do." Open my heart to him. Had to pull over. That was probably about 11:30. In a lit place, by the way. Doors locked. I said, "God, I'm so hurt. No need to be hurt, good and faithful servant." That's what he said to me. He said, "My son, remember a long time ago when you and your little brother Jeff did traveling tapes for your parents?" I said, "Yeah, I remember. Remember, God." Never will forget, it was on Dad's console back in the day when they had 8-track cassettes. Me and Jeff had the old 1970 mics. He said, "Here you go, brother." I let him lead and I'd follow. We call it the J. Dot and C. Dot show, you know. So he said, "I want you to think about it." He said, "I know you like to drink coffee." "Yes, sir, I do." He goes, "So I want you to have a morning Christian podcast show." I said, "God, can you give me just a day to think about it?" So I did. Got off of work one day, again got overwhelmed by the Holy Spirit. He said, "My son, what you going to do?" Because God gives us a choice. We're on free moral agents, you know. I said, "God, I'm going to do it." And I did. So I got a podcast line, I guess you could say. And I named it the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Didn't really even know what to even do. Didn't even have any producing or radio experience. Or I knew I could do impersonations. People always say, "Hey, I love your voice. You got a great voice." God had planted a seed. And that seed that he had planted, okay? The seed he had planted was growing. Started off with my son as my biggest fan. Then my parents. Then other people that knew me. Then I thought, you know what, I'm going to put it on Facebook. Then it went from Facebook to Twitter. Kept growing. Then they picked my network up on Apple Podcasting. At the time, Google Play, which is now called Google Podcast. And then all of a sudden, went to TuneIn Radio. Then I get a phone call. "Mr. Hall?" "Yeah." Said, "This is so-and-so." It was a lady, older lady from out of state. She said, "We heard you on Twitter," back when Twitter was hot, you know, real popular. She said, "We did a petition drive. Not only them, but someone else did in another state." And she said, "We gave that to iHeartRadio, iHeartMedia." I then received a phone call, because they loved my podcast, from iHeartMedia. And they said, "Mr. Hall?" I said, "Yes." Said, "So-and-so, iHeartRadio Media, or iHeartMedia. We would love to have your Christian podcast syndicated across the whole entire world." Wow. And it just started blossoming and taking off, and now I'm at 1.9 million listeners. That's right, 1.9 million listeners. My platform is not only on iHeartRadio, we're on the USO Radio Network, the military channels picked us up, and on top of that, Amazon Music has picked me up. Unbelievable. For a man who doesn't have any radio experience, has a voice, doesn't know what the heck to do on producing, I kept buying more audio equipment. And I gained friendship with, like, well, B.J. Thomas and me, the late B.J. Thomas is one of my friends from way back. He died of lung cancer. I knew Carmen. I know his wife real well, too. losing Carmen, I wanted to put him on the air. Matthew West, to build a friendship with him. Toby Mac, friendship with him. Toby's hard to talk to, by the way. He's been through a lot. Other Christian artists, Rhett Walker, connections with him. God was connecting me with my personality, and the Morning Brew Christian podcast show that here recently, and I'm going to just give ourselves a cheer on 3 years being on the air. Are you ready? And some hand clapping. Yours truly, the Morning Brew Christian podcast show, guys. Number one rated on iHeartRadio for Morning Christian podcast. Number one syndicated ratings. Number one. And I'm not even about ratings. I couldn't even tell you. The last count I remember is 1.9 million listeners. Over X amount of downloads that they report and send to me on all the networks. All I want to do, I had someone say, oh, you need to get on Patreon and start charging. No, I don't want to charge. I just want, because I pay for my network, I pay for the lines and all that. I just want to get the word out to people. I want to help people. I want to encourage people. I want to love people the best I can. But I can tell you from the bottom of my heart, for 3 years, how vitally special this has been to me. How much of a covenant that was made. How much love and support from listeners, great listeners like you. And at times I just felt like just deceasing it and ending it. And God said, no, you better not. Let me tell you something, friends. When God speaks to you, listen to him. Don't cut him off. Listen to him. Listen to what he's trying to tell you to do. If you let him guide your compass, you're going to be okay. So that's what happened. That's how I got in radio. And I started doing other little things for iHeart. And it's been a blessing. 3 years, good journey, and continuing strong. Working on changing floor mat on different things and music and stuff like that. But God has just literally took me, planted my seed, and make it grow. You know, I do all these impersonations and they're fun. And, you know, I just can't imagine a guy like me that works in production, because I have a job, that takes the time, the energy, because it does take a lot of energy to do Christian podcasts along with radio, and just share my love for Christ, to share my biblical teaching of what I know about Jesus Christ to you all. Am I going to stop doing it? No. Maybe haven't done as many because I've been busy. But I'm not going to allow the part of me being sidetracked if I can help save a soul out there. So here comes the part that I think that is vitally important. If you don't have Jesus Christ in your life, you're missing out. What? CA? Yes. If you don't have Jesus Christ in your life, Lord of Lord, King of Kings, Almighty God, I want to help you. And I'm going to help you on my 3 years of being in radio. Because that's what I want to do. And you're like, well, how? I'm going to do a three-way altar call. It's a podcast altar call, we call it. Pastor friend told me one time, that's the coolest thing. I've never heard of that. Yep, that's right. It's because it's newly developed over the last few years. And it's something I want to do. So let's do a heart check first. What do you say? Heart check? Yeah, let's do a heart check. Heaven forbid something happened to you or you die. And a friend of mine lost his wife here recently. In fact, I was going to get her to cut my hair. But she died unexpectedly in her 50s. God can take any age. Question is are you God ready? Think about that. And it's very simple to accept Jesus Christ in your heart. And if you want to do it right now, I'm going to help you. So let's talk to the sinners first. We're all sinners. We are. Just admit it. Well, my pride. No, you ain't your pride, brother. Eventually, you're going to bow down to the Lord, Lord, King of Kings, Almighty God. Don't you want your name in the Lamb's books of life? Well, yeah. Well, here's what you got to do. First, you got to confess. Simple as ABC. Confess? Yeah, you got to confess that you're a sinner. So let's say a prayer together. Clear your heart. Let's just clear our minds right now. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Oh God, any sin I ever committed, please live in me. Please forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me, God, for I'm a sinner. Secondly, you want to believe. Father God, I believe that you sent your son Jesus Christ and he died on the cross for my sins and everyone else's sins. And my sins was nailed to the cross. And Lord, I believe when you sent your son Jesus Christ and he died on the cross for my sins. On the third day, he was resurrected and he is alive and well. Lord Jesus, I accept you as my personal Savior. Live in me, for I believe in you. There ain't no other Lord of Lord, King of Kings, no other gods. I serve you and only you. And third, you want to commit. Father God, I commit my life to you. I want to do whatever you want me to do. It's not going to be an easy road, but I know you got great plans for me. Thank you for living inside of me, for I will put all my faith, hope, and trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen. As simple as that. Faith is small as a mustard. You can use any kind of pattern you want to use. You can say help, or you can say God. Here's another one. Father God, forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. Live in me forever, for I accept you as personal Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. And you're saved. Just simple. Because you're admitting that you're a sinner. We all are. And you accept Jesus in your heart. He is the olive branch to get you to heaven, to the Father God. Oh, I'm overwhelmed on the third year out here at Faith Studio 1 in Fort Worth, Texas. The iHeart Radio Studio. If you could just feel the spirit of the Lord and what he's telling me to tell you all. And another thing is we want to now kind of take it, the second part, to the ones that are discouraged, the ones that are hurting, the ones that just don't understand why they ain't getting answers. Well, you can. Simple. Well, how, CA? By believing. So let's pray for you. Let's give you an uplift. Dear Jesus, I pray you be with my brothers and sisters in Christ that have already accepted you. Father God, I just pray you just overwhelm them with your spirit and that you be with them and guide them through whatever they're going through right now in their life, discouragement or whatever it may be. Hold them ever so tight, dear Jesus, for we give all this in your precious name. Amen. Thirdly, we want to talk to the prodigals. Prodigals, this is going out to you. It's not just a coffee show. It's not just my love for Jesus Christ. But let me ask you something. Heaven forbid if something happened to you. Heaven forbid. Would you know that you would make it to heaven, or would you just want to flat out go to hell and cook forever and be miserable, yelling, ridiculed? Those are those naysayers down there. I don't want you to be that way. Let's give you the opportunity. If Christ is knocking into your heart, now's the time to get it right. Now's the time to find a neighbor or give me a jingle on Facebook Messenger. You can call me, or if you want to, email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Let's pray for you. Dear Jesus, praying for the prodigals, may they find you. Oh Lord, please help them. Let it be a neighbor, friend, pastor, friend, whoever it may be, as they draw closer to you. For we ask in your precious name. Amen. I know I only had the deacon on, but I did want to remind you, I got other guests that are on there as well. In closing, I've got a song. It's a Toby Mac song, another one of my favorite. I know, yes, I love Toby Mac. I'm not biased on any of my other singers. But before I close out on this song, I am blessed beyond. I've got a lot of love. I've got people that love me. I've got people that support me on my network. Thank you for your support. I know I sound like a broken record, but thank you. Thank you for believing in this guy behind the mic that loves Jesus. Did you call me a Jesus freak, whatever you want to call me? Yes. I love him. Thank you for sharing my podcast. Thank you for telling your friends about me. And if I haven't been consistent, I'm going to work on being consistent. It's hard when you're working full-time and being consistent. Thank you for continuing to believe in me and my network and the, you know, and thank you for being a prayer partner. We've lost a lot of people. It's been tough with COVID. But God's been there, hasn't he? So before I pray, what a happy 3 years. Happy 3 years, Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Happy 3 years, CA, on iHeartRadio Network. If there's ever anything that I can do for you all, know that I'm here. Know that you're loved and that I care about you. So I'm going to lead off in a closing song. We are going to get there. It's the promised land. My friend Toby Mack, it's the new song.
Head down as I punch this clock. The hours roll, they never stop. And I can't ever seem to get ahead. Always trying to do what's right. Straight and narrow, skin tight. Don't know how much longer I can stand. And I'm wondering, yeah, I'm wondering, where's my promised land? Out here on this desert road, it's hot as fire, but I've grown cold, circling like a plane that never lands. And even though the questions change, the answers always stay the same. Maybe someday I will understand. So I'm wondering, got me wondering, where's my promised land? Yeah, I'm wondering, still I'm wondering, where's my promised land? Well, I've run this earth for many years, but there's one thing I know. There's nowhere on this side of heaven, but streets are made of gold. I've long laid down my grand illusions, looking toward the day that I'll be home. I won't give up on this race, broken but I still have faith. This old life is all part of a plan. And I can feel it in my soul. One day I'll stand before the throne with nothing left but hope in these two hands. Through all these seasons, I'm still believing you're my promised land. And all my grieving,
amen. And you are my promised land, Lord. And I thank you for all you do in my life and what you're going to be doing in my life. And let's lead off in prayer. Again, wow, 3 years of doing this on radio. And I'm very gracious. And again, thank you guys for all your love and support. I hope I got to at least tell you some of my journey. I could have went on and on. I was trying to compile it and just get the highlights of a little bit about me. Continue to support us. We appreciate that. And share our Christian podcast with people, okay, all across the world. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for all you do. As I'm today, very happy day, embarking on 3 years on radio, on 3 years on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Thank you, God. I love you so much. And I know you got even more and more special things coming up. And thank you for my loyal listeners. I pray you watch over God and protect us and let us have a great day. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Friends, the sun does rise on the other side. This is CA, your on-air personality, biblical teacher, independent clergy, and friend. Y'all have a great day, and we will talk to you soon. Bye for now.